Master Mike, good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing you the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. And tonight's first track comes from Malinky, and this is The Beggar Man.
Charity, what ye do, we beggar man, oh, lassie, we met out there. A beggar, I'll never lodge again. I had a doctor, and Jeannie was her name. I had a doctor, and Jeannie was her name. She ran away with a beggar man, oh, laddie, we met out there. The canto, the begging tongue, and when me ye will ne gang, oh, lassie, we met out there. She bent her back, and she boo her knee, and she put a black pad shower her knee, and kilted her skirts up a boon her knee, and away him she's gone, oh, laddie, we met out there. Jean's coming out the lee. She's tacking him her belly three. She's getting on her back and another on her knee, and the other in's toddling him. Oh, lassie, we met out today. I a beggar come out the lee. He was asking lodgings for charity. He was asking lodgings for charity. What ye do, we beg a man, oh, lassie, we met out there.
So that was Malinky, a Scottish band specialising in Scots song, formed in autumn 1998. That was from the band's first album, Last Leaves, featuring original members Corinne Polwart, Stephen Byrne, Mark Dunlop and Kit Patterson. Now here's a tune you may recognise if you come down to the sessions around the island, more of them later. This is the Ookpick Waltz, and this version comes from an album called Sleep With One Eye Open by Chris Teeley and Michael Davis. And this is the first of three tracks that all have a link. Due to me heading off down another rabbit hole. More of that in a minute. As I say, this first one is Ookpick Waltz, Chris Teeley and Michael Davis. So as I say, that was Chris Teeley and Michael Davis. Chris Teeley is accepted as one of the greatest mandolin players in the world, if not the best mandolin player in the world, and is a founder member of Punch Brothers, the American new bluegrass band. The present lineup of Punch Brothers includes Chris Teeley, Chris Eldridge on guitar and vocals, Brittany Haas on fiddles, Noam Pikelney on banjo and vocals, and Paul Coa on double bass. And they're in the process of releasing a new album called The Unsung Adventures of Punch Brothers. And the big headline for us on the Isle of Man about this album is that one of the tracks is The Song of the Water Kelpie, brackets unsung. A Manx tune, of course, the Manx name of which is Arangelby. I do love the story about Arangelby, which in the source I'm reading comes from Mr. T. Quayle of Dalby, who provided the melody, and said, in the long ago, a curiously shaped boat would be seen at the close of a summer's evening, coming from Bradda towards Dalby. In the boat sat an old man with long white hair, who rowed until off Niable Point. There he rested on his oars and sang this melody, which runs up and down the minor scale with the lilt of the waves. And as the thing became known, the people would come and stay on the shore to listen to his music, for it was very sweet to them. But his boat was far off and no words could be distinguished. When the old man had made an end of the song, he rode southwest until he was seen no more. And no one knew whence he came, nor whither he went, nor who he was. But the people of Dalby knew this song and taught it to their children's children. So here are Punch Brothers with Song of the Water Kelpie. So there you go, Punch Brothers with Song of the Water Kelpie. Quite something, isn't it? In the notes about the track, they say it was collected on the Isle of Man circa the early 1900s, and they've always loved the hypnotic quality of this melody, but weren't aware of the danger it posed until we typed "What is a water kelpie?" into one of our devices. Alas, it already had us by the ears, and all we could think to do was to make the kelpie song as trance-like and reverie-inducing as possible, in the hopes that it might release us in thanks. So they've obviously looked up the definition of a water kelpie, the Celtic mythological figure, a shape-shifting water spirit, typically haunting deep rivers and lochs, famous for its supernatural ability to lure unsuspecting victims into the water, often appearing as a horse before dragging its rider to the depths. But I have it on good authority that Arangelby simply gets its name from Dolby. Take a listen to this next track, and I think you might recognise the tune. So that is Tia Blake from an album from 1971, Folk Songs and Ballads, with Lost Jimmy Whalen. And the tune does seem to be the A part of Arangelby, doesn't it? Josh Quay does an excellent version of this, where he actually adds the B part of the tune in as well. I tried to find out the source of Tia Blake's tune. All I can find online is that the tune is credited to both Canada and America, with a Canadian origin more likely. But whether that's the tune that Tia Blake uses is not very clear. Lost Jimmy Whalen is probably part of a longer Canadian ballad about the death of a young lumberjack. So we've had water kelpies, people being drowned. Here's a song by the band Landless, Fisherman's Wife. And Landless are appearing at the Erin Arts Centre on Thursday the 2nd of July as part of the Mananan Festival. Formed in 2013, based in Ireland, they sing unaccompanied traditional songs in four-part harmony.
All the weak man's a wall, and all the weak bide your lane. All the time you're waiting for the minute that he's coming down. You know in what he has to work, you know the hours he has to keep, and yet it makes you angry when you see him just come home to sleep. Through the months and through the years,
and boss the work to earn their bread. Landmen boss the work to gain their fee. And fishermen alike hang out as long as fish swim in the sea. All the week you man the wall, and all the week you bide your lane. All the time you're waiting for the minute that he's coming home.
So I'm back from Ireland now, recording this show on the Monday morning before it goes out on Tuesday. As usual, we had a wonderful time in Ireland. Got a little bit of music, not as much as I'd hoped. One of the places we went was Crawley in Donegal. And the pub nearest to the campsite where we were staying the night in our van was called Leo's Bar and turned out to be the family home of Clannad and Enya. Lots of gold discs, etc. on the wall, and we even actually ended up sitting next to a member of Clannad as well. They, of course, are still mourning the loss of their sister, Moya Brennan, who died on the 13th of April this year. Here's what is probably Clannad's most famous song, Theme from Harry's Game.
Fall the door, fall the dead.
So following Clannad there, we had a couple of selections from some recording I did in Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. I do love Westport, it's a great town. And of course Matt Malloy is one of the great Irish traditional musicians, having played flute in the Chieftains and the Bothy Band. He wasn't in the pub that night, but as you can hear, there was a very fine collection of musicians playing at the session. And sessions happen there every night of the week. Here's something completely different. This is Barbara Zoo, XU, from an album called Nordic Notes, which celebrates the recent music released on the label of that name. This is Gamlin. I was sad to hear the other day of the death of Beverly Martin. She had to put up with a lot of abuse at the hands of John Martin, who as he got older became addicted to alcohol and drugs. And really she was the first one of the two to come to notice in music, releasing albums in the late 60s. Once married to John Martin, they released two albums together, Stormbringer and The Road to Ruin. And then really he took over while Beverly looked after their children and never really recorded any more music of her own until an album she released in 2014. Her song Primrose Hill, about the simple joys of domesticity, that she wrote and sang on the album Road to Ruin, was apparently sampled by Fatboy Slim on the track Northwest 3 on his 2004 album Palookaville. That's something I never knew before I looked it up. And here is that song, Primrose Hill, by John and in particular Beverly Martin.
To see the sun go down on Primrose Hill, the sun go down on Primrose Hill. Never could be anything else. Never should be anything else. 'Cause I like that kind of life. I like that kind of life. Never thinking too far ahead, hanging high, I fall to bed. That's the only kind of life I've led. Just the pictures in your room, smell the roses' sweet perfume. While you're around, you've got to hear this tune. The sun go down on Primrose Hill. The Sunday evening sun go down on Primrose Hill. Never could be anything else. Never should be anything else. 'Cause I like that kind of life. I like that kind of life. Do you like that kind of life? Do you like that kind of life? Do you like that kind of life?
Beverly Martin performing Primrose Hill from the album Road to Ruin by John and Beverly Martin. How about some Italian traditional music? This is a band called Canzoniere Greconico Salentino, I think. From an album called Il Mito that's just been released. They're a traditional music ensemble from Salento, and the seven-piece band perform a contemporary style of southern Italy's traditional pizzica music and dance. This track is called Cali Nifta.
Sinita tienoria, levo e plonno pensé un trasesena, c'è un pisti fenestra su agapimu, ti scardiamo sunito ti pena. Evo panta se sena penseo, ya ti sena si chi muga po, c'è pu pao pu sirno pu steo, sti cardiamu panta sena vasto. La ri rolla ri rolla lero, la ri rolla ri rolla la, la ri rolla ri rolla lero, la 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 la, la ri rolla ri rolla lero, la ri rolla ri rolla la, la ri rolla ri rolla lero, la 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 la. Thank you. φωτιά που πάνω με βλέπουνε και μου φέγγω κρυφή σουνωμένα και γερούσε μου λένε στον άνεμο τα τραγούδια πελίσικα μένα. Καληνύχτα σε φύνω και πάω πλάγια εσού τη ποπίρτα πριχώ και που πάω που σύρνω που στέω στη καρδιά μου πάντα σε ένα βαστό.
Λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλέω, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλά, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλέρο, λαλαλαλαλαλα, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλέρο, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλά, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλέρο, λαλαλαλαλαλα, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλέρο, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλά, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλέρο, λαλαλαλαλαλα, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλέρο, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλά, λαριρόν, λαριρόν, λαλέρο, λαλαλαλαλαλα.
Well, that was something a bit different, wasn't it? Now, for guitar nerds like me, an excellent podcast is the Fretboard Journal. It's also a magazine, and I was listening to an episode the other day, interviewing Michael Davis and Jacob Jolliffe, a guitarist and mandolin player from the US. And they've released an album called We Like Jim and Jesse, which celebrates the music of Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys, bluegrass musicians, from the US of course, who were active until the 1990s as far as I can tell. And I thought I'd play a track by Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys, this is Chicken Reel, and follow it with a track from the album We Like Jim and Jesse by Michael Davis and Jacob Jolliffe, and that's their version of El Chumanchero. Both great tracks.
Thank you.
Well, we've had a fair bit of virtuoso mandolin and guitar playing on the show tonight, and that certainly is amazing. A virtuoso guitarist who's come into the island on July the 17th is Martin Simpson. He's got a new album coming out later in the year called Some Kind of Jubilee, celebrating 50 years, believe it or not, since his first album. I was lucky enough to hear him play a few tracks from it in a room of just 20 people when I went on his guitar workshop weekend earlier this year. And this was one of them. It's been released as a single ahead of the album. This is The Recruited Collier.
Jimmy, the soldier boys have picked him up and they've sent him far, far from me. Last payday he went into town and them red-coated fellas, they've enticed him in and they've made him drunk, and he'd better gone to the gallows. Very sight of his cockade, it sets us all crying in me. I nearly fainted twice, I thought that I was dying. My father, he would have paid the smart, and he run for the golden guinea. But the sergeant swore he'd kissed the book, and so they've got young Jimmy. When Jimmy talks about the war, it's worse than death to hear him. I had to go and hide my tears because I could not bear him. A brigadier or a grenadier, he says they're bound to make him. And I jibes and he cracks his jokes and he bids me not. The seam, I thought of Jimmy hewing there, but it was just a dream. He hewed the very coals we burn, and when the fire and light in, to think the lumps was in his hand, it sets my poor heart beating. So break my heart, and then it's o'er. Break my heart, my dearie, and I'll lie in the cold green ground for a single life I'm weary. So break my heart and then it's o'er. Break my heart, my dearie, and I'll lie in the cold green ground for a single life. Thank you.
Well, that's very beautiful, isn't it? That's Martin Simpson with The Recruited Collier. As I say, that's a single ahead of the album that's coming out later this year. And Martin Simpson is appearing at the Institute in Laxey on the 17th of July. I'm sure you can find tickets if you go looking on the internet. Music happening more imminently on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, the 20th. There's loads happening. There'll be the Trad Session in O'Donnell's in Douglas, starting at 8:45. Just along the way, there's Blues Club at Sam Webb's, again starting about 8:45. And in Peel that night, at the Sailor's Shelter, John Cowley, Callum Brew and Matt Kelly will be performing from about 7:30. Friday night, there'll be the session at the Mitre in Ramsey, and the Sunday afternoon session will be the Improvers session at the Woodburn in Douglas, starting at 4 o'clock, I think. There'll also be the Folk Club at the Buffs Club in Ramsey on Thursday evening. Let's finish tonight's show with a track by Matt Malloy, the man whose pub I was sat in just a week ago. This is from his album Back to the Island, three tunes, Lock Mountain, O'Reilly's Greyhound and PJ and Eddie Maloney's. I'll be back next week to play more great folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world, and I do hope that you will join me then. Thank you.